Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Windows with Murph. On today's show, we have music from Elena, April Cry, and Morgan Miles. We'll also discuss our interviews with Elena and Morgan as we go along. And there may or may not be a record broken on tonight's show. Which artist is it? And what record may have been broken? You'll just all will be revealed within the next 30 minutes. But, as with every week, before we jump into this week's countdown, let's take a little trip back to next week, or back to last week, I mean, and recap the top three songs. At number three last week, it was Alyssa Trahan with I Love Your Truck, taking the number 10 spot. It was a Carrie Ann Jean with her her single It's Okay, and top in the charts last week was the incredibly talented ladies of Mercy Stone with their song Into the Ground. Let's get this thing going for this week. Okay. Coming in at number three today, it's the super talented Elena with the title track from her EP The Wrong Side. I've been privileged enough to know Elena for a while now, and she is just the sweetest, hardest working individual that you'll ever come across. Currently working on a new project called Wicked City, and there's a paid music campaign out there for anybody who wants to donate the EP. I just go to pledgemusic.com, and I believe you can just search Elena, and that should take you to it. Anyway, coming in at number three today, it's Elena with The Wrong Side on Indie Country Radio.
Platter, but life don't care, no, it don't matter.
kicking things off today was Elena with her incredible single, The Wrong Side. Now, as I said earlier, I've been friends with Elena for quite a while, and back on August 19th of 2014. Wow, that's been nearly 3 years. But we're gonna have to get Elena back on the show soon. But we had Elena on back in 2014, and I believe she was just starting the writing and recording process for this EP, this The Wrong Side EP, and like I said earlier as well, she's working on a brand new EP called Wicked City that will be out, I want to say, sometime in June, I think. I'm not really sure. I think pre-order for the EP starts in May, but I'll definitely I'll check on that. But again, that was Elena at number 3 with The Wrong Side. In the number 2 slot today, it's incredibly talented April Cry with her single "Get Ready to Miss Me." While we haven't had April on the show yet for an interview, we're definitely working on that, and we'll let you know as soon as we have something to report. April's also got a brand new music out that we'll discuss after we hear the number 2 song up for the week. It's April Cry and Get Ready to Miss Me on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
She rolls by, you can roll solo. If you wanna go Dutch, yeah, not so much.
at the a runner-up number two spot was April Cry with Get Ready to Miss Me. As I said, April's got a brand new song out called While We're Young, so go on over and check that out. Let's see. Singing since the a young age of five, Cry grew up around music. Her father is a worship leader in church and encourages the daughter to pick up the guitar at 13. That simple action spurred her to discover not only the power of the instrument, but her a love for country music and lyrics, as well as strong modern pop storytellers like John Mayer. It was her mother's gift of a Martina McBride LP that made her realize, even though that she was born and bred on the East Coast, her heart was obviously a lot further south. Let me see. I love country music, and I love putting my own spin on it, too, says Cry. And if people are surprised by such a big voice coming from the tiny girl, then great. I love to shatter expectations. And trust me, she's shattering expectations. If you did a double take after seeing Cry perform live, she probably wouldn't be angry. The a Connecticut-born Nashville presiding powerhouse knows her voice doesn't always line up with her peak stature that slides in just under 5 feet. But Cry likes to surprise people, whether it's with her booming vocals that evoke great belting singers like Faith Hill, Shania Twain, and Carrie Underwood, her songwriting skills, or her ability to attack a cover of Nick Jonas 1 minute and Chris Stapleton the next. She's constantly proving herself to be one of the most promising up-and-coming voices in country music. After all, I mean, the best things often do come in small packages. So that was, you just heard April Cry's Get Ready to Miss Me, and you just heard a little bit about her. Okay. The artist in the number one slot today is about 30 seconds away from breaking a brand new record. For most singles in the top spot on the show. Her singles, Adeline and Pussy Dreamin', both hit the top of the charts. And now Queen of Hearts has done it too. Congrats to Morgan Miles, who we've had on the show at least once that I'm aware of. Coming in at number one this week with her a third number one, it's Morgan Miles and a Queen of Hearts on Indie Country Radio.
Take a hit till it's all gone.
And there we have it, folks. A brand new record on the show. Morgan Miles with her third single to reach number one. We've had a couple come in with a two singles in top spot, but never anybody with three at number one until now. And speaking of Morgan, we were privileged to talk with her on July 16th of 2015. That's been 2 years ago. Wow. Like I said, we definitely need to see if we can schedule Morgan back for another interview. But something I did want to mention before I sort of wrap things up is this. Morgan is coming out with much anticipated brand new music. It's going to drop May 12th, and the single is called Holy Water. Now, I don't know about you, but judging from the title of that song coupled with Morgan's booming voice, I think she's going to take it straight to church, folks. And I am just so thrilled about this. You've heard me say this before on social media, that I think Morgan vocally could rival Christina Aguilera. And I consider Christina the best voice of this generation, bar none, hands down, best voice of this generation. But if that's any indication, Morgan Miles is going to go far. Let's see. And that, my friends, is the countdown for this week. But I wanted to do a few announcements because, frankly, that's what we do every week at this time. And also, a lot of things have changed. I've added a couple more interviews that I'm not really supposed to talk about yet, but I'll hint a little bit at them. Let me see if this will ever pull up. Let's see. We have, here we go. 1 minute. Ah, here we go. We have Tuesday at 4:30 Central. We have the incredibly talented country music duo Laughlin joining us. There will be no shows whatsoever. No indie country radio. No interviews or anything from May 5th to the 12th, because frankly, I need a bit of a vacation from this stuff. But on May 16th, we're back with singer-songwriter Sarah Ann Garrison. The 23rd, we have super talented duo Steel Blossoms joining us. May 30th, we've got a singer-songwriter, Melissa Ramsky. June 6th, we have a singer-songwriter, Angela C. Cheslot, joining us. June 13th, we're welcoming singer-songwriter Taylor Marie. June 20th, from from all the way across the pond. We welcome singer-songwriter Hannah Rose Platt, and this is a brand new interview that I've been teasing y'all about all week. June 27th, a singer, Madeline Victoria, makes a return trip to Put Days with Murph. It's going to be fun catching up with Madeline. I thoroughly enjoyed the first time she was on the show. So I'm not expecting this time to be any different. July 11th. Yes, July. We're scheduled all the way up through almost the end of July. But July 11th, we have singer Kaylin Britt joining us. July 24th, and I promised this person that I wouldn't announce it just yet, but I can't wait anymore. My good friend, singer-songwriter Ashley Taylor joined us on July 24th at 5:30 Central. This time it's 5:30. So it's a little bit of a different time on July 24th, but Ashley's been on the show at least 3 times that I can count right now off the top of my head, at least 3 times, but it's there's never a dull moment when Ashley stops by. So I think that covers the announcements for now. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on 4 Days of the Month. Thank you and goodbye.